My name's Neville Collard. I'm a Noongar buddy and Noongar man. And I live down in Fremantle. And we're standing next to a zamia, palmed and macrozamia. The Noongars called the seed the bayou. Now, the macrozamia is one of the oldest plants on the planet. It was here when the dinosaurs were here. The Noongars had a number of uses for it. First of all, the fronds, they'd break them off or cut them off, and they could build a bough shed that's bigger than a myamaya, where they could sit under and have shade all day long, generally built from east to west so that you could sit in the shade as the sun travelled in that direction. And they made very, very good shade, and the fronds lasted a long time. Secondly, if you look in between the fronds, and you'll see cotton wool there. It's the natural native cotton wool of the zamia palm. And that cotton wool was collected in huge quantities. And it could be used in a koolamin. They'd place it and put a kangaroo skin there and then place a baby in there. So it was comfortable for the baby. And it was also used for women's business. Thirdly, the bayou seeds, the orange seeds that you see growing in the centre of the zamia palm, were collected by the Noongar people. Now, the Noongars believed that they had good food. They'd take those seeds and they'd take them down to the river and they'd crush them and then they'd leach them in the water and they'd leave them for up to a week. And when they come back a week later, they thought all the toxins and all that was leached out of the seeds. And they then ground it up and made a bread-like food out of it. If you were not used to eating these seeds, you'd have one of the worst stomach aches that you could ever get, which reminds me that the Noongar name for the zamia palm is called a jirigi. And the jirigi means the runs in Noongar, as you get the stomach ache. Now, that's very important to remember. In particular, children, when they're walking through the park, don't allow them to touch or play with those orange seeds. Because if they don't wash their hands properly and they go home and have a feed, they may pick up some toxins from that seed and have the worst run case of scours that you can ever get. And you can't recover in less than a week. When the early explorers came, in particular Vlaming, he came and he left his boat over at Mutterup, and they carried him across the land bridge over to the Swan River, and the sailors rode up the river. When they got to Gunninningup, they met up with the Noongars there, and they saw the Noongars eating all these seeds, so they ate them. And when Vlaming's crew hadn't returned to the boat about 7 days later, he actually had to row up the river, and he found them all, and they were all ill, being nursed back to health by the Noongars. So it's very important to remember not to let the children eat those seeds. And you'll see zamia palms growing everywhere. Thank you.